Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I am Colton Smith and as always I am joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. Now, we had a discussion and we feel that film is far too easy to watch nowadays. There are way too many options. So we are telling you what you can watch on your TV at home this week. Last week, Ben found for you Suffragette.
Yeah.
What have you found this week?
Okay, here we go. BBC Three.
Oh, it's back on TV. It's big posters everywhere. BBC Three is back on TV.
I'm topical, if nothing else. BBC Three, 9:15 to 10:45 p.m. Friday, 18th of March. Easy watch.
Easy.
I like this film. 2017, Greta Gerwig directing Lady Bird.
Ooh, what's that?
Kind of coming of age. Got nominated for 5 Oscars, I think. Very, very good. Worth a watch.
What's it about?
It's a come of age story about this girl. Right, so it's okay. It's not like a specific... It's like through her life.
Just her growing up.
You've her growing up, she's got an alcoholic...
Dealing with problems and
father,
stuff.
You know, but it's brilliant, brilliant film. I think it was the first film she directed. 5 Oscars. Fantastic. I saw it a while ago.
What's the runtime? Because I need something to watch on the way home.
Got no clue. I didn't write runtime down.
Is that on your notes?
No, that's not on my notes. Oh, no, hold on. Runtime, you dickhead. I've just said the times. 9:15 to 10:45.
Oh, so it's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Them people that always ask what the runtime is on the film, that tells me that they're not that into
films. You do
films.
That, though, Coulson. You do. When it's a long film, you go, ooh, long. Like you've got anything else going on that night.
Do you know there is a whole category on Netflix called 90 Minutes or Less?
Yeah, which is really sad.
But I do enjoy a 90-minute film. To be fair, an hour and 50 is the perfect runtime in it, I think.
No, I don't. I don't have that.
Do you know what? It doesn't matter what it is.
No, I mean, I think, look, I've seen some shit films that are an hour and 10 and I'm like, oh, this is terrible. And I've seen some amazing films that are really long. Look at Godfather 2. Long. Apocalypse Now, long. So it's not necessarily. Anyway, let's move on.
Right. This is a time in the podcast where Ben goes all around the world to find out where in the world you have been listening to Sofa Cinema Club. He goes on whatever method of transport he can possibly get his hands on. We've had it all. We've had pogo stick. We've had rowing boat. We've had, what was the one you made up last week?
Microlite. I didn't make up microlite. It's a proper thing. Right. So I've got around the world, but I've got a mate with me.
You got a mate with you? Star?
No, Star, she doesn't do travel. She didn't want to do it. She'd be an absolute bloody nightmare going around the world. No, she's at home. Right, you know the lad who's been doing drawings of me around the world?
You're taking him with you?
He's coming with me because I want him to draw me in each place.
Because you want him to draw you every single week?
Every single week. I'm just going to talk. So I've got a double-decker bus.
He's on top deck, you're on bottom, not
yeah,
speaking.
Yeah, I'm driving. He's at the top driving as well. Simon Wilson, the lad's name. But he did another one of me in roller skates. So we've gone old double-decker bus, London bus.
Open top?
No, we haven't got open top. We could get cold, could get rained on. But you know the ones without the corner chopped off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're both driving.
Well, he's driving at the top. Do you remember when you were a kid, you get to the top, you always wanted to get to the top deck, didn't you? Pretend you were driving. First place we're going to, Hungary.
I'm going to hit you 32.
No, you've lost your mind. You've lost your mind.
Simon is laughing his head off.
You've lost your mind.
What are you doing? 32.
Absolutely. I'm going two.
Well, you could have met in the middle. 16.
Ooh. Do you know what? That's not bad. Do you know what? Now you've got 16 more people on your double-decker bus.
I know. Do you know what? It's filling up. Ding, ding. Next stop. Now, this one is tricky, I think. Canada. We haven't had it.
We have. We had it last week, Ben.
Did we have Canada last
yeah,
week?
Yeah, it was 1,000. Do you listen to the podcast?
Did we have it last week?
Yeah.
Oh, right. We haven't had it for a week.
I'm going for 1,000. It was bang on a K last week. So if people have dropped off in the last 5 days, I'm going to be fuming.
Okay. Well, this is interesting now. We'll see if our numbers are growing or not. It was 1,000 last week. This week?
1,400.
Ooh. 1,200. We've picked up 200 on the way.
Wow.
That's not bad, is it?
Tell you what, this bus is getting... You might have to have a little tow with...
I know, Canada. We'll never fit everyone on.
You could be... You know them far... You know when you go to like a farm and you're being towed on a tractor? You could have one of them on the back of your double-decker bus.
We went to that... What was it? That quarry? We got taken up that bus.
Yeah.
That was awful.
To do quarry carts.
Right, next one. Now I'm going to throw in two more. I'm changing it a bit. I'm taking you back. Remember when we did chart position? Chart position, Italy. Go. Quick numbers, go.
8.
No.
Stupid. 177.
Well, 50. oh, that's a good one. That was a good one. Right, to finish, one of my favourite places to be, the bus had to put on, we had to put on some different tyres, Sweden.
Listens or chart position?
Listens. Snow tyres on the bus, snow tyres.
Hang on, they're used to them. They've come from fucking Canada.
No, the bus can't drive in the snow.
How much is a ticket on this bus, by the way?
It's expensive because petrol's gone up, diesel's gone up. I'd say he's shouting at me because I'm picking. We should be just doing UK, shouldn't we? I might do UK next week, me and Simon.
I'm going back to my old stubborn ways.
Okay, you do that. You do the one bomb.
One.
I'm going to go 12.
I love the way Jack said that. Completely confident. Final answer, 18.
Ooh.
The days of one have long gone, aren't they?
I'll be honest, and it's not so good. There aren't as many. More people are listening.
It's a problem.
It's good, but it's a bit of a problem for shit around the world. It's like people are listening now.
Yeah.
So there we go. That was us. That me and Si, ding, ding, we're back home.
So after we have found out where in the world you guys are listening to us, the other thing that we like to do in Extraterrestrial is we like to talk to you. And Ben, who have we heard from this week and what are they saying about our little podcast?
Well, see, this is interesting because do you remember we've announced these names? Do you remember Puppy Girl?
Yeah.
Right, so we've had a little email.
So this is on the Patreon.
This is on the Patreon. Puppy Girl, a.k.a. Sheena.
Hello. Ooh, she's embedded her name or
she's put her name in. I get it. Love your podcast, and I've always enjoyed watching you guys on Corrie. I love watching the movies, even if I may not have heard of them, and then learning about some of them and their facts. Jack's facts. Love Jack's dark humour. There's a lot of loving Jack here. Coulson's curiosity and Ben for being you.
That's terrible. Ooh,
that's awkward. That
it's like a compliment you give someone that you don't know.
Don't
what to
like.
Say.
Yeah.
I like you for being you.
I'm detecting, I'm sorry, Sheena, I'm detecting a bit of shittiness about this.
Jack always used to tell me the worst compliment that anyone could ever give you was that you were nice.
I do stand by that. Bad.
And Ben for being you, and especially love hearing your dog stories. Thank you, Sheena.
That's better.
Especially the one about the bat and the tick on balls.
Tick on balls. Tick on balls must have been a first series classic as well. And everyone still brings up tick on. Poor Maxie is going to be traumatised.
Do you know what, actually?
Every time you mention it, does he go, why have you done it again, Dad?
I know, it's, well, you've got to remember it's a few years of doing this series now. He's getting older. Right, so another review. Kim McCaricher. Excuse my pronunciation there. They're finally here. Mugs. She's got picture of the mugs. Very good. Are they dishwasher safe? They are.
Well, they
are. I've washed mine tons.
Lords.
I don't want to wash the lovely design in the dishwasher. Wash it off. We've got Andrew Steele from Instagram now. Hi, guys. Just want to say, huge fan of the podcast. I've watched Corrie for 20-odd years, but only recently found the time to get on the podcast. Huge fan. Can't fault the podcast. All hilariously funny. Nice to see you out of character as well.
Oh, it's just a hi, well done, goodbye.
Yeah, do you know what?
In and out.
I love
car wash. A car wash.
Anne Greenwood, she's on the Patreon. On the subject of animal encounters combined with worse film and Coulson's vomiting. What a review. I went to see the original Dr. Dolittle as a child in 1967. My granddad bought the tickets, and as soon as the film started, I felt sick. I got taken home. Next week, granddad bought tickets again for Dr. Dolittle. Got in, felt sick. Home again. Three times my poor granddad forked out for tickets for this film. And each time I was nauseous and had to go home. I've never seen the film, even on TV, as I feel sick as soon as it comes on.
Really? And you can't explain why.
Weird. There must be a song, or there must be something in the film that sets her off.
Oh, talking animals, I think. Makes me feel a bit ill. Love film, love animals, love musicals, but one chorus of, if I could speak to the animals and I need the sick bucket.
Oh, wow.
Please don't ever choose that film. Well, thank you, Anne. That's amazing. Wow. So there we go.
Audience pick.
You watch a million votes. Thank you.
And it's annihilated everything else. It's Dr. Dolittle, and we're going to watch it with Anne.
We'd have to watch it with Anne, wouldn't we? Oh, brilliant. So there we go. There we go.
The other thing we do in Sofa Cinema Club is talk about the cinema. And it's been a big week of cinema because Batman has finally come out. Have you seen it yet?
The Batman.
The Batman has finally come out.
You've seen it, Coulson.
I have seen it.
Long watch?
Didn't feel it. Well, did and didn't.
See, there you go. It's a 3 hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
It didn't feel a 3 hour. And I watched it late at night. I think I was in at like 9 o'clock the day it came out.
Ooh.
It's good. It is well worth going to watch.
Sweets.
Bottle of water, which is £2.99 at the view, you know.
Oof. Same as a Patreon.
Batman, obviously, won't go into it, won't spoil it. Batman is good, it's dark. It's not the Dark Knight. It's never going to be the Dark Knight, is it? I don't think now.
What do you mean?
As in, I think the Dark Knight is a film that I forget's Batman.
Well, Batman's not the standout performance in that film.
And I think that's what I need to watch the Dark Knight again. But I think Dark Knight's up there with one of the best films I've ever seen.
Only because of him.
You reckon?
Only because of Heath Ledger, yeah. Not because of anything else.
Yeah, it's a great film, but it is his performance.
I did think I might watch that on the plane. I do need to rewatch it. I've not seen it for a while, but yeah. And the other thing I watched this week was The Duke, with Jim Broadbent, and yeah, that wasn't quite what I was expecting.
What is that about?
It's a true story. It's a Newcastle film, Ben.
Is it?
Yeah, based in Newcastle. Really weird, because it's Film Yorkshire. So the money's obviously from Yorkshire. And then it's all based in Newcastle. It's a Geordie family. And he's kind of a bit of a... It's obviously based on a true story. And he's a bit of a done-everything man to kind of make a... you know, what's the saying? Comes up with £1 million ideas, blah, 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 blah. Nothing's ever quite worked.
That old saying.
That old saying.
That old chestnut.
Tell you what it says to me. I'm coming up with a million pound idea.
I've got it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get rich quick. He's right. Kind of one of them guys.
Got you.
And then I don't want to spoil the film, but the story is that he goes to London, steals this piece of art that is worth loads of money and has been bought back by taxpayers' money. And did he really steal it or did someone else steal it? And is he covering up? That's kind of the film. But just a bit slow, just not quite what I was expecting. I mean, Jim Broadbent's amazing. He's a very, very talented man. Just not quite what I was expecting. I was expecting a bit like, you know, The Good Liar, like that type of vibe of, you know, old British actors getting on screen and really just great story. But I think it's the story's just a little bit
weak,
a bit slow more than anything. So it's odd because you can't quite put your finger on it because it should be the sort of film that I absolutely love.
Cinema winner?
Yeah. Who is it? So last week they didn't claim, but they have claimed in time for this week, I believe.
Now, this is great. Henry, our producer, sends me a little rundown email of things I could say or whatever. And he sent me a photo here. It's Jason Newbold. And he's going to Cineworld Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton.
Do you know what? Actually looks very good, Cineworld Wolverhampton.
Cineworld's the best by a country mile.
Is it?
By a country mile, yeah. Great, they're great. So here's one for you. Right, where you live, 5 minutes away from you, not even 5 minutes, a minute away, is every single cinema. So you got a Cineworld, you got a View, you got an Odeon, you got a Showcase, you got an Everyman. Where are you going to watch your film?
Depends on the film. Am I going for screen, cinematic experience, or am I off to sit on a comfy chair and eat pizza? Because that's your Everyman.
Yeah, yeah.
But the screens are smaller.
I think cinema, I think it's exactly what Jack said. You could go IMAX for something really big that you might want to see, you might not see somewhere else.
Or the old 720 degrees screen at Cineworld.
What's that?
Have you not seen 720 degrees?
How big is that? Does that go around your head? Around your head?
Do you know, I've only seen one film in it. It's at Didsbury, Jack. I watched The Meg in 720
degrees. Jesus Christ.
Did you get wet?
Wouldn't that be good?
Oh, it'd be
wouldn't
great,
that be mint?
You'd absolutely shit yourself, wouldn't you? You would crap yourself. You watch a cinema in a swimming pool.
I went to, a cinema where they had like pressurised air that came out.
Yeah, that was the old 4D days, wasn't
it? Yeah.
They did it in Disneyland. I remember seeing some movie and they fired lasers in that you couldn't carry your balloons in case the laser ricocheted off the balloons. Yeah, they fire air in your face, wouldn't you?
Well, if you want to go to the cinema next week, get any cinema of your choice, you can do. All you've got to do is go onto our Instagram, find our competition and follow the details to enter it. Find out next Monday if you've won. And on Thursday, we are back to watch Headhunters. So we will see you there. Until then, good night, God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.